The Afghan capital of Kabul has seen a rise in violence lately. Taliban and other militants have made it a point to increase their attacks on U.S. and other targets in the city. But even before this latest surge in attacks, Kabul was a city under siege. Blast walls surround many buildings to help fend off suicide bombers. The world's Laura Lynch noticed them when she arrived in Kabul. She also noticed something else. Some of those blast walls have become canvases for graffiti artists. You can see some of their work in a slideshow at theworld.org. Laura also talked to some of the artists and sent us this report.
It began in the darkness of night. They were guerrilla warriors of a different kind, armed with cans of spray paint. They painted slogans such as "Cost of War" and stenciled images of helicopters, guns, and soldiers onto the high concrete walls of buildings in the city. They weren't Afghan, but they came back in the daytime and showed locals like Shamsia Hassani how to create street art.
It was my first time, and it was a new experience for me because it was a spray. Spray was different. And
it was spray paint, was it, that you were using? Yeah.
Yeah. It was very different and a little difficult for me because it was my first time.
Hassani was one of a group of Afghans who attended a workshop held by a British artist. She loved the new art form and soon went to an industrial park to create her first work, a huge mural showing a group of women wearing blue burqas emerging from the water.
And the woman with burqa coming from the water, you know, blue color is a freedom color, is a clean color. And I chose that all of women, Afghan women, are like water, clean and blue.
It might be seen as a portrait of progress or hope were it not for the menacing black background. Walls in Kabul are often covered in simple advertising slogans. This new artistic frontier is irresistible to many, including Ahmed Ali Akbar. After the workshop, he created his own image of a man screaming.
This kind of art has rarely been seen here in Afghanistan. It's something new. Luckily, I was part of the first workshop on it. It's new and it's interesting.
And just in case you think it's all the preserve of disaffected youth, Akbar is the director of Afghanistan's National Gallery. He says he's seen a wide range of graffiti, from slogans critical of corruption, political incompetence, and drug lords, to flowers that are meant to signify peace.
There's no one single way to characterize it. The main goal is for an artist to express his idea to the public.
But trying to exercise freedom of expression here isn't easy. Even though many walls do carry advertising, graffiti artists aren't so welcome. So they work at night and work quickly for fear of being caught by police, private security, or criminal kidnap gangs. As a woman, the challenges are even greater for Shamsia Hassani in this conservative country. She's created wall art only twice, both times inside open-air compounds. But she's not letting that stop her.
I couldn't go to the street to do graffiti work, and I decided to have to find a way for myself. And I start...
Captivated by the art form, Hassani now uses computer software to digitally paint on photos of Kabul streets. While she may not gain the same kind of recognition as her male peers, she's hoping she'll be able to stage a show, trying to guarantee that graffiti is accepted as real art, no matter where it appears in the city. For The World, I'm Laura Lynch, in Kabul.